Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 24th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapter 119. Be directed daily through God's word. Psalms 119 verse 105 tells us this: Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalms 119 is the longest psalm in the Bible and contains meditations on the excellencies of the word of God. This psalm is divided into 22 parts or stanzas, denoted by the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Each stanza contains 8 verses, and the first letter of each verse is that which gives name to the stanza. The word of God is alluded to in almost every one of the 176 verses by the words law, statutes, ways, precepts, decrees, commands, word, and promise. The lesson to be learned above all others is that knowledge and practical application of the word will keep one from sin and enable him to know and serve God appropriately. God has revealed himself in scripture, and only in that revelation can one find forgiveness, life and meaning. Above all, God's word is wholly sufficient for godly living. R.C. Sproul, in his famous book Pleasing God, tells us that for real sanctification to occur in our lives, 3 absolute changes are necessary. There must be a change in our consciousness, convictions, and conscience. Consciousness involves knowledge. Before we can willfully do what God commands and what pleases Him, we must first understand what God requires. Conviction is the knowledge that is settled and that which penetrates our conscience. And our conscience is the inner voice that either accuses or excuses us, but we can train it in the direction of self-approval and is not totally reliant. For our conscience to function in godly ways, it must be influenced by godly convictions, which is sharpened only through the reading and meditating on God's word daily. Through His word, God wants to direct us daily. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. When we look forward by using the light provided by God's word, we will not stumble in the dark. All we need is a light ahead to take the next step forward, and God's word is able to do that if we read, meditate, memorize, and delight ourselves in His word every day. Daily focus on God's word and constant meditations are the keys to our godly success. Then we will not slip into the pit holes of bitterness and despair as we look at Jesus while running our race every day with the light shed through God's word. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 19 to 21 tells us this: And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises from your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.